This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Money Matters is brought to you by Farm Credit Services of America. Nobody has more expertise financing farmland than Farm Credit Services of America. The House Ag Committee made big progress on the farm bill process. We'll have more right after this.
There are three big reasons growers choose crop hail insurance from Farm Credit Services of America. One, they trust our expertise to deliver the right coverage. Two, we work with several companies so they'll get the right product. And three, should their crops ever get hail, they'll get the right service. Get the crop hail coverage that's right for you. Call Farm Credit Services of America and see for yourself. 1-800-884-FARM. Agriculture works here.
After almost 13 hours, the House Agriculture Committee sent their version of the Farm Bill from Committee Chair G.T. Thompson to the full House for a vote. Joe Gilson, Director of Government Affairs for the American Farm Bureau, says it was quite a process to get the bill out of committee.
Last week, Chairman Thompson had a markup of the Farm, Food, and National Security Act of 2024. It was a 13-hour day for the chairman and all committee members, but at the end of the day, they passed the bill out of committee with a bipartisan vote, and that means it moves to the House floor.
Gilson says the American Farm Bureau is hoping to see the momentum continue in the House.
Now it's up to the leadership in the House to see when they have time to bring the bill up. Obviously, it still has to go through the Rules Committee process, but it advances favorably with a bipartisan vote. And as American Farm Bureau, we're hoping House leaders can continue the momentum and bring this important legislation to a vote on the floor.
Gilson adds that the congressional calendar could pose a challenge to get the bill through.
It's going to be tight. We're well aware of the tight margins in both chambers, especially in the House, and a crowded congressional calendar. We all know that this fall it's a big election, and so we're going to have members of Congress back home early this fall. So it's a tight and crowded congressional calendar, but we're hoping this presents an opportunity for us to move a bipartisan bill.
For more information, visit fb.org/farmbill. You can find this story and more on our website at iowaagnet.com. While you're there, go ahead and sign up for our free daily e-newsletter. That way you can get our five daily ag news stories conveniently delivered to your inbox every day. For Money Matters here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, I'm Riley Smith reporting.